There was an interesting shaila came up about a bris on Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Simchas Torah, meaning for Ben Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeret and Simchas Torah on the same day. But so it was Americans or visitors came from Chutz La'aretz and they were spending Yontif in Israel. And they came a little early, they had a baby. And the metzias was that, I guess the baby couldn't do a bris on a bismana, so they had to push it off. And the first day possible was Simchas Torah, and they were keeping 2 days, according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Or the I should say Rav Yosef Cairo. So the question was, could you do a bris on Yom Tov Sheni? So generally speaking, a milah shelo bizmana, we don't do on Yom Tov Sheni. So why should this case be different? Because they were in Eretz Yisrael. So he asked Rav Yashav. So, I mean, the issue is, if it's a milah shelo bizmana, so then there's no need to do it. No need to get an Israeli mohel. Is this, why would it be a milah bizmana? So Rav Yashav said, why is there a concept of Yontov Sheni? The Mishnah Sakam, you take the Chumras HaMakam, since you, where you came from, you keep 2 days, so you keep 2 days here. However, he said, let me ask you, so let's say someone lived in Eretz Yisrael and they had mind to move to Chutz La'aretz. They have to Yanta, but they haven't moved yet. Did you keep 1 day or 2 days? So why could you keep 1 day? Because how could you be a Ben Chutz La'aretz if you never lived in Chutz La'aretz? So to here he says, the baby who's never lived in Chutz La'aretz, so the baby is a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So it's a Milo Bizmana. If it's a milah bizmana, then you gotta get someone to do the bris milah. So we see Rabbi Yashav held that the mitzvah milah goes by the child because they asked the brisker, as one of the salavachiks, he disagreed. He said mitzvah ben awav. So the effi holds the chiyah begins on the father. Perhaps it was a milah shelo bizmana, and you're not mechayiv to get someone to an Israeli to do it. That was the Nakuda. In fact, Rabbi Yonatan Steif said a similar shaila. He discusses that Shitas Hataz. There's a whole discussion about bringing in Shabbos early. So, Machogas Taz Marshal. So the Taz Shitas, it's Macha Mamish. It turns into Laila. So in fact, the Taz writes, let's say you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. I think it's Thursday and Friday going into Shabbos, and you don't have a shofar, and then you're Makabel Shabbos, and then all of a sudden you find a shofar. He says, you can't blow a shofar anymore. Because we're no longer Rosh Hashanah. So working with that shita, the ones you're Makabel the next day, or Yudavid Mayev, you're Makabel the next day, it's no longer that day. So that's what I think the question was. Let's say you brought in Shabbos early, and then that baby was born. So it was before Shkia, but for you it was Shabbos. So is it a Friday baby, bris? Is it a Shabbos baby? Who do we go with? So Rav Yonatan Steif says, we look at the child. So we look at the child, and therefore whatever day ate by the child. So that seems to be the opinion of Rav Yonatan Steif and Rav El Yashav, that you go by the child. Either he's considered an Eretz Yisrael, he's considered Mila Bizmana, so you do it. And therefore, whatever goes, whenever he was born. I guess according to the Bris Karav, the child would be, so then would you do a Shabbos Bris? Maybe, I don't know if he says it, B'Torah Zvat, I don't know if he'd go ahead and say do a Bris on Shabbos, or maybe on Tzveik he wouldn't, but that'd be the year that's in the Kuda. Do we count day 8 going from from the father's day, usually it's not an issue, but in case where you're in Eretz Yisrael, or Ben Chutz Laaretz is Eretz Yisrael, you daven before Prague, or you daven after Prague. So who does it go by? So those are the two shilas about what day do you do the bris on, as well as when you get an Israeli moel to do the milah on Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael.